Hello, 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 and welcome to the Mary Spicer Show here on 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. I am so very excited to have you all here with me today. I can feel your love. I can feel your aloha. I think we're going to have a really, really special Valentine's Day celebration here with the beautiful Anaya Sophia. I'm so excited to introduce her in a few minutes. I just really wanted to say welcome today and really inviting the audience members to open up your hearts and connect heart to heart with the show today. I'm asking the earth, the heart of the earth, the heart of the heavens to be here today and create a beautiful, beautiful healing light for the world today, healing energy for all of us, male and female, healing energy. Even for the cosmic heart, I actually feel that here today. So really inviting that energy into our hearts to create a beautiful web of light. And my intentions with the Let's Talk About Sex show is to create a resonance, a vibration, a healing energy to help shift and heal the sexual subconscious, the mass conscious, sensual, repressed energy that's living within all of us on some level. It lives within our DNA. It lives within who we are as souls and spirits. And it's been around on this earth for much longer than any of us have been here. And with the 1 billion rising movement that's today, millions of ladies are dancing around the world and men are dancing around the world to end violence against women and girls, and to really end violence as I see it within all of us. I really feel it's such a time of deep awakening, such a time of connecting into the deeper aspects of our body and giving them full permission to be sexual, to be sensual, to really embody our creative voice and creative vision, and really as souls here on this earth for a short time to really honor the wisdom of our own sexuality and really honor our physical body, the physicality, and what that brings to us. So today is the 1 billion rising day, and I have felt that energy in the earth. I really connect with the earth as a soul or spirit. And the earth has really been telling me for the last couple of years that it's not going to hold some of this deeper ancestral and energetic miasmic, this heavier energy around sexual violence, sexual rage, around the deeper repressed sexuality that lives within all of us. So it's really a day to celebrate that opening. And that's what the intention is behind these shows, and really asking us all to give permission to, if it feels right to you, to really start to open up those deeper parts of you, those deeper sensual aspects of you that want more expression, that want more voice, that want more vision, that want more touch, giving them permission on the most gentle, soft, loving, nourishing way that you can be with yourself. Really healing all of this is truly about self-love. It's truly about listening to your inner self and giving yourself permission to nourish yourself on the very deepest level. And today I'm working with the flower essence of Easter lily. I've put Easter lily around my house to open up the vibration of that flower essence, which is about bringing in soul purity, which embraces all aspects of life and body, especially the sexual identity. So really just bringing that energy into the show today, into our ground, our foundation, working with the heart of the earth to bring in this beautiful new frequency of just uplift and abundance and grace and light, and just inviting that into your feet, into your bodies today, if it feels right to you, to be here and be present on this show. I am a intuitive advisor and energy healing at 12listen.com. So excited to be part of the 12 Radio family. If you're new to 12 Radio, please go to the 12radio.com website and look at the schedule where you can see many, many classes on healing and psychicness and goddess energy and God energy and sacred sites and earth healing and self-love and nurturance. As we connect today to end violence, to open up any inner oppression, really the inner violence and inner oppressor is something that sometimes in our life we really need to call in self-love, giving ourselves permission to release guilt, shame, the repression out of the shadows, opening ourselves, healing ourselves through self-acceptance, telling our stories, honoring our stories, really honoring the body through the deeper aspects of self-love that we can reclaim who we are, deeply, deeply loving and reclaiming who we are. And so today, invited teachers that I really deeply believe in what they teach and how they teach. And also on a deep level, besides just the sexual aspects, also inviting in the spiritual or soul connection into their healings. And this is the third time I've had the enchantress Anaya Sophia on my show. She is the creator of the book Womb Wisdom. She also has a whole program that you can download on her website around the energetic gates, around connecting into and healing the energetic gates of the womb and also in the masculine. She has direct points that link to the feminine and the masculine in her energetic Gates healing series that goes along with the book Womb Wisdom. Releasing soon a new book called Sacred Sexual Union. And I'm excited to connect into that book because it talks about the divine yin yang, the divine yin yin, or the divine yang yang, really honoring same-sex couples as well through time. And so through this book, she connects with Jesus and the Magdalene, Rumi and Shams, King Solomon and the Queen of Sheba, Isis and Osiris, and really talking about the sacred union and the merging of twin souls and how through this merging we can actually evolve who we are. So I'm so excited to invite the beautiful and lovely Anaya Sophia. Welcome to the show, my dear.
Hey, Mary, good to hear from you again.
I so get excited when I hear your voice. And I really, before we get started on the talking, I'm wondering if you can announce your website.
Yeah, sure. It's my full name, AnayaSophia.com.
Anaya, I know that you're doing a tour through a transmission. Could you speak to that a little bit, what that transmission is about? Called Hieros Gamos? I may have the expression wrong. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, you said it absolutely perfectly. So the Hieros Gamos, this is a very ancient ritual that would happen between a priest and a priestess to call through the divinity in their sacred sexual union. And it's definitely becoming a bit of a buzzword around the tantric circle, around a sacred sexuality circle. And so when I come over to Portland next weekend, for the next 6 weeks, traveling through Oregon and California, we're going to be looking at this very ancient ritual and asking ourselves, how on earth can we perform it today when we are not high priests and priestesses and we do not live in the temple, but we are ordinary men and women living in urban life?
Mm-hmm. And so you're doing a tour to bring back some of the remembrance of some of these sacred rituals.
Correct. And also integrating that with the realization that we are living a very different lifestyle. It doesn't mean we can't do it. Mm-hmm. But what it means is we can't just look to the past and look to return or re-ritualize that process, but we will have to take into consideration how we as a species has totally developed and how, yeah, we can weave this into this very urban lifestyle.
So really bringing sacred sexuality, or the concept of the sacredness of the connection, into modern times, into this present day, which is so different than any of those other times, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And remembering that the priests and the priestesses, they would only really have had two big relationships. One with each other, and two with divine. So their focus was so narrow. I'm sure that's what they mean by, you know, the eye of the needle is the smallest gap. So yes, this is about sacred sexuality, but by golly, it's about the tremendous awakening of the heart and the emotional intimacy, and then the becoming immaculate with our soul union, our soul awareness. And that's when I always say, you know, when you come to these gatherings, you'll experience the threefold flame of love, power, and wisdom. So sexuality, emotionality, and soulfulness.
That sounds beautiful, my dear.
Yeah.
Before, what I really would love to do in honor of the 1 billion rising is I really feel the gates, the seven gates teaching that you do, that you offer as transmission and also on CD. Can you explain a little bit about those gates in the feminine body and the masculine body and why they're important and you're actually offering as healing potential?
Okay, let's start at the beginning. So before all of this, I was a Kundalini yoga teacher, and my blueprint of understanding the subtle anatomy was, for instance, the chakra system. And so I was quite well versed, if I may say so, with the seven main energetics in the human body and psychology, the seven chakras. And so I realized very quickly that these seven dimensions, or these seven emotions, you can also make this chakra system a miniature. And there are, in fact, seven gates or seven veils that lead to the womb space, starting off at the first gate, which is the entrance into the yoni. And this is the same principle for the masculine genitals as well. So for him, he would obviously be reaching the hara. Now, both the hara and the womb, I call them the throne of the king and the queen. So these are the deep, rich essences of our manhood and our womanhood. But for us to authentically be able to get on that throne and sit upon it, like the immaculate, joyful king and queen that we are, we have to pass through the threshold of sexuality and begin to retrieve parts of ourselves that may have got shattered and lost in, literally, in the cellular memory of the genitals. Now, the yoni and the lingam are the most porous organs in our body, both physically and energetically. So from the most subtle abuses to the most gross, everything has been recorded in the cellular core of the genitals of the female and the male genitalia. And have you noticed, Mary, because I used to say this all the time, I didn't know whether it was an English thing, European thing, it might be a worldwide thing. I could remember that when I was dating, everything was really, really cool until I had sex. Mm-hmm. And from that moment onwards, everything changed. It was almost as if an invisible line had been crossed. Mm-hmm. Don't know if it's the same for you gals in the States, but this was a very, very real thing in England. And I didn't realize what it was. Before that moment, I was very relaxed, very open, Nothing going on between me and the guy. It was a very liberated, very free and easy dating relationship. But the moment we had sex, in comes that presumption, you know, that there's a little bit of ownership going on, that questions need to be asked.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what it is. It is that porous, porous ability that lies within the lingam and the yoni, which is just absorbing everything. And it's not just relationships. It's not just sexuality. It's the whole relationship. How the relationship makes you feel. How the dance is with the opposite or same-sex gender.
Mm.
And the moment you have sex is the moment you wake everything back up again.
I agree. The sexual connection is something that's so deep, and it's very confusing at this time because there's so many different ways to look at sexuality. And it's really important to have, I believe, to have that aspect of us grounded and conscious. Yeah. So as if we do, you know, as you said, in a sense, cross the line and have sex with someone, we can actually feel protected and that we are in our own, that we're aware of our own wants, needs, and desires. And I've had you on the show before, and we've talked about actually listening to the womb and listening to the hara for the masculine, listening to the genitals, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And so, Anaya, as far as the gates, could you say just a little bit about how you take people through those gates and the healing that is offered?
Okay. Well, there's a couple of stages. So let's just say that you are a single man or a woman. You could work with myself or the material on the website energetically and take yourself through the gates, through kind of like a yogic shamanic path. So energetically, visualizations, journey work, journaling even, self-inquiry questions, breath work, you know, all the latest body techniques that we all have. So that's one option. Second option is if, again, you're a single man or a woman, you can apply this first path but also begin to introduce the energies of the heart, which is obviously coming down the arms and into the fingers. And you can use this opportunity to work with yourself. And again, you know, immediately one can bring up copious amounts of shame and guilt by simply touching Mary. Mm-hmm. You know, just literally taking the delicateness of your fingers. Mm-hmm. And gently caressing the genitals, even that can bring up waves and waves of sexual shame and guilt that needs healing.
And I'm going to stop you there, Hank, because we're going to have to go on break. But what it's really important is about the gates that you actually, your beautiful healing voice, which you have the quality, you're a healer within your voice, actually takes people through the journey into these deeper parts in their body. So as you're moving through these gates, you're actually opening up these deeper parts of your energetic system and giving them permission to emote and express. And so we're going to come back after break. This is the Mary Spicer Show. We have so much to talk about. Please don't leave. Thank you. Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Mary Spicer Show here on 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/ Mary P. Spicer. I also want to direct you to the 1billionrising.org. You can connect to 1billionrising.org today if you want to dance. There's dances going on all over the world, and the dance is created to end violence against women, girls, and as I see it, ending inner violence in every soul, every being on this planet. The more we can do that and learn to love who we are, truly, truly, that we are going to change the vibration of this earth. We're going to open up and make it even a more beautiful, brilliant place than it already is. It really, truly is. And Anaya and I have a lot to talk, so we're going to just ask the universe to stretch time a little bit for us today. Anaya, as far as the gates, and if you could just quickly go through, I just want you to say what the feminine gates are and what the masculine gates are. And this is the gates, this is available on your website, AnayaSophia.com. You can get the gates and all of Anaya's other transmissions there. She's a big healer, and I really love how you make global healing possible. Anaya, tell me about, just announce the gates and their counterparts in the yin and the yang. And you can do this with a couple, or you can also do this by yourself.
Well, the first gate for a woman is the lips of the yoni. So this is the lips of the vagina. The shadow side is distrust, and the gift is welcoming. The second gate for the woman is the G-spot, and the shadow side is like a bitter jealousy, and the gift is return to innocence. The third gate for the woman is the clitoris. The shadow side is copious rage, and the gift is devotion and worship. The fourth gate for the woman is the cervix, which is the dance of Lilith and Eve, so the dance of the good girl versus the bad girl. And the gift of that is integration. The fifth gate for the woman is the entrance from the top of the cervix into the womb. So it's a little bit like a foyer. It's the grand entrance. And the whole sort of shadow and gift thing, that sort of dissolves. That's part of the first four gates. So here really is the threshold of sacred union, an internal sacred union between the inner masculine and inner feminine. The sixth gate is what I call the conception or the seed point inside the yoni. So if you could imagine that you had just conceived, where is that egg and sperm going to nestle inside the uterus, inside of the womb? That's the sixth gate, that rich, fertile gestation point. And then the seventh gate inside the woman is what I would call the veil between worlds. It's the place where the soul of that child mystically and magically makes its way into the uterus or the womb. So it's that very thin membrane where the soul can slip into the belly of the woman who's becoming pregnant. And that is where you can slip into what we call galactic center or the great abyss. So that's the seven gates for the woman. This is absolutely what I'm sharing. Gates 5, 6, and 7, that is where you can drop into the rich, deep fertility of the void. And rather than think up, you know, your next idea or your next project, it's more of a receiving. So you go to the emptiness, you become empty, and you allow, or rather invite, the emptiness to impregnate you. So if we have a quick movement over towards Eros Gamos, that impregnation could be coming from a masculine god or a masculine deity. He may not be seeding you with a child, but it is definitely a conception of something. And if we come back to the womb wisdom, so leave the Eros Gamos ritualistic alchemy to one side for a minute, come back to the womb wisdom, imagining that we are working by ourselves with gates 5, 6, and 7, then what comes through into that emptiness is, it's more of your purpose. It's not that you're receiving, you know, you're thinking up creation. You're thinking, oh, what am I going to create next? It's more like listening to the purpose of your soul and then accepting, keyword, accepting what that is and allowing that acceptance to impregnate you.
Mm-hmm. Just to be, to channel through you, to be yourself. Tell me quickly about the masculine equivalence, and then I want to move on to your new book.
Okay, well, for the masculine, so for the men, I'm talking about the men here, I feel that their first four gates are inside of their lingam, and the other three, gates 5, 6, and 7, can only be found inside the womb. Now, this is where we can get into the area of same-sex couplings, because this is such early work that, A, I don't have the direct experience of knowing whether same-sex couplings can continue to go into these deep, deep places that I have only ever found inside the womb. But I am totally open and wish to invite people. Tell me. Please, can same-sex men and same-sex women, can they too travel into the depths of the womb if the womb is not inside of their bodies? So anyway, we'll come back to that, Mary. But the first four gates for the men, the first gate is the perineum. So this is the space in between the anus and the testicles, and it's exactly the same issues as the feminine. The shadow side is distrust. The gift is welcoming trust. The second gate is the prostate gland. Same qualities of energy again, Mary. Bitter, jealousy, sort of self-comparison type energy, and the gift, return to innocence. So the innocent masculine. The third gate is the entire length and breadth of the lingam, of the penis, the whole phallus, the whole thing. And the same thing, the shadow side is a rage, a copious rage, and the gift is this devotional worship. And the fourth gate is the lips of the lingam. It's the little tiny opening at the top. And it's this, again, same energies, the dance between light and dark aspects of sexuality. And with the women, I've called it Eve and Lilith. And for the masculine, it's more of a Pan versus Christ type energy. So it's the holy man versus the animal man. And the gift is obviously the wholesome, yummy, gorgeous integration of both those aspects.
Beautiful, beautiful, my dear. And people can get those at your website at anayasophia.com, the gate. What I love about the time right now is that there is no rules and there is no barriers or boundaries, and people are creating how they want to make love and be connected and trusting that the energetics of their body draw and magnetize to them who they're to be with. Had to really work with my own yang on some level, oppressing some of my own yin or feminine aspects. And so I had to really work with on how to heal the inner violence and in my own inner oppressor. And really working with what I think is shifting on the earth right now is the opportunity to release the inner oppression. And I think that shifting, as we see it through mass consciousness, through society, and how we're waking up on this time, it really is about connecting into your own inner oppressor and any inner violence that you may have within yourself, and learning to bring about the balance. And for me, it was learning to balance my own inner yin and inner yang and having that right relationship with them inside, and in a sense, divine union. And that's what I wanted to talk about, your beautiful Sacred Sexual Union, the new book that you're bringing to this earth. Anaya, tell me about that.
Well, the actual title gives it away again. It's me drawing on that influence of the threefold flame. So sacred would be the heart, sexual is obviously sexuality, and union is the soul. So, and it's broken into three parts so that we can really explore the three aspects of this flame: love, power, and wisdom, which is, you know, this is the primal backbone of all alchemy and the prime message of Jesus Christ, Yeshua. He was always talking about the nature of the threefold flame. And this is what this book is all about.
Mm-hmm. And that's beautiful. And tell me about the 1 billion rising and why that's important to you.
Well, I found out not so long ago about this and how this was about abuse against women and girls and rape. And I knew immediately that I must be part of this. As a child, I experienced abuse in the family. And later, as a young woman, decided to absolutely recreate a mirror image of that in a relationship. So I've had direct experience with abuse and violence as a child and as an adult. And hence doing what I'm doing, Mary, you know, when you experience something like that and you come out the other side, not only intact, but stronger and more conscious because of it, being, you know, quite a heartful person, you just find yourself just literally turning back to what you have walked through and offering your support, offering your compassion, offering your guidance to others that may still be in, you know, that old paradigm, those old energies. Absolutely. And when you really start looking at this sacred sexuality, when you see what's on offer within the sexual act, the ability to transform and transmute these painful cellular memories, It is, you know, sometimes I'm lost for words, Mary, by what is possible in these sacred unions. And all it takes, you know, all it takes is that really sincere one-on-one love, you know, the big love, the love where you can literally cross oceans and mountains together. Once you have that in place and you can begin to, you know, regularly go into the sexual act to heal. So at the beginning, it's all about healing, to heal what you've experienced, to heal what is still in those cellular memories within the yoni and the lingam. It is incredible. And like you, I've been on the spiritual path for over 20 years. I've tried everything from the most weird and wonderful techniques to, you know, boring old self-help. When you have that depth of love and presence with a partner and you use the sexual act as a way to conjure up these past memories and then heal them, world's best kept secret. I'm telling you.
So really consciously working with a partner, consciously working to go into these deeper places together and consciously saying, let's hold space for this. Let's actually work with our inner alchemy consciously and not just, you know, kind of having interactions where, you know, you're meeting one another and you're not really seeing each other. It's actually calling in the healing aspects, if you see it this way, the sacred aspects, and really allowing the energy and emotional fields to really connect the heart, the emotions, and that power aspect that you also talked about too. It is really around conscious relationship, and it is a gift. And we all can't have that. Some of us, you know, don't have that at this time. Yes. And I will say that by working with the gate meditations and some of your other transmissions, it actually helps if you're seeking relationship, you can still do this work without a partner. And I really want to stress that.
Me too.
Yeah. And so can you tell me about Rumi and Shams? Because I know you post a lot of Rumi. I know you love Rumi. And your Facebook is facebook.com/?
Anaya Sophia.
Anaya Sophia. Yeah. So to connect with Anaya on Facebook, go to facebook.com/AnayaSophia. Tell me about Rumi and Shams, honey.
Well, you know, you just have to read that Rumi poetry to know that something utterly profound, glorious, wordless, speechless, celestial, everything, something tremendous was going on between those two men. Whether it was sexual, I have no idea. I don't even care. All I know is those two men found God, period. They found God. You know, what we do know is that they went off into the desert with no one else, only themselves. And, you know, weeks, months later, this poetry starts pouring out of Rumi. And we read it, and it's not dead. It's alive. It's a gateway. It's a doorway that's still open. You read it, and, you know, a couple of words later, you've stepped into the same doorway. So what was happening? And it's the same with, you know, the letters of Saint Teresa or the letters of Saint Clare, you know, from Francis and Assisi. These were nuns and monks, and they got themselves into these same ecstatic devotional states by communing, you know, with Jesus Christ or God, whatever. But all I know is, Mary, in the mystical side of the Christian church, there is this element that is just like Rumi and Shams and is echoing this same Erios Gamos ritual. It is there. These nuns and these saints absolutely climb the same ecstatic heights, way beyond sometimes what's happening in normal relationship. And that is what really interests me. You know, stage one, sexual healing and doing all this work with the gates. Great. That is absolutely the starting point. And then there'll be an integratory period between the two people. But I don't know about you, but I want to go further. I want to know exactly what was running through Rumi and Shams' systems to create such poetry. I want to know, what is this rapture that Saint Teresa was talking about on her deathbed? So that again is the threefold nature. It's not just about healing, but that is the first step. It's those rapturous heights that not I want. I have to experience, or life is meaningless.
And that's why I love you, Anaya. You're an adventurer into the body, into the deeper aspects of the body, and taking us to this level of when the energy field's really open and that heart is really expanded, and what's actually possible beyond just what might be seen as conventional sex. And so it's opening the door. And I personally am a big fan of Miss Mary Magdalene, and she was really showing up before the show today. What do you have to say about Yahshua and Magdalene?
Well, for sure. I feel, it's my opinion, that they were absolutely performing this Erios Gamos ritual. And again, you know, just a moment ago, we were talking about the sacred sexuality and the heart, but we mustn't forget the third element. And the third element is God. Now, you can say that word, and I've lost half my audience. But when you are in that sexual rapture, call through the presence of your creator. You know, if God suddenly, you know, you lose your sexual prowess because someone's mentioned the word God, don't worry about that. Put that aside. Call forth instead the creator of your soul, the creator of you know, the heavens and the earth. But we must bring in the divine element, and that for sure is going to give you that ecstatic, rapturous heights that we find in the poetry of Rumi and Shams. Going back to Mary and Yeshua, it's the same thing. You know, if we as, you know, high priestess, priests, priestesses, if we really, really want to walk this path as Mary and as Magdalene and Yeshua, we have to look at what they were sharing. And all they ever shared about was this kingdom, you know, return to the kingdom, return to the Father, which will, you know, we know as God. So we have to bring that element in.
Got you so much. You know, I think, Anaya, we could speak forever, ever, ever. I just want to say thank you for being on my show today.
Oh, my absolute pleasure.
So you can find Anaya at anayasophia.com. She's going to be in California visiting us. If you're here and you want to see her in person, please connect to her on Facebook. This is the Mary Spicer Show. Next week, we're going to have Annette and Roy, who use breath to heal sexuality. Please join us, and thank you so much.